Chapter 1. The Aztecs. Here is a thought before we dive into the history of the Aztecs. With the U.S.-Mexico boundary being a hot topic of division in today's American national politics, it has ended up being common for one particular group of Americans to toss disrespects at Mexicans as well as demand the structure of a wall surface to keep them out of there, even though one other group demands Mexicans' benefits about others, and reminds Americans that they have made important payments to their nation. It seems so controversial. In the middle of all of this, it is very easy to fail to remember that movements between today's USA as well as Mexico once entered the reverse direction, and that what's currently Mexico City was once the Aztec resources, and that it was, undeniably, the beating heart of the United States and Canada. Back then, people were crossing the border to what is now known as Mexico. The tides have turned. Corn farmers had resided in central Mexico longer than everywhere else, and because of this, had established a fantastic society, full of markets, institutions, and running water. It was advanced and good for all. Individuals as far north as today's state of Utah had heard everything about their splendid and well-off land. And any time there was a war or dry spell that brought suffering, hundreds and hundreds of people would certainly make their way down south, wishing for a better life. Many times, that's exactly what they found, which is why the migration continued. The city that arose on a lake in the main valley of Mexico was called Tenochtitlan, and its people were called the Mexica. Today, we call them the Aztecs, and they have a fearful credibility in our minds. The Spaniards, whose occupation of the Aztecs started 500 years ago in 1519, told us a lot of what we believe we know concerning them. Obviously inspired by a sense of guilt regarding what they had damaged, the Europeans repainted a grim image of Aztec life before the Christians showed up. Sorrow can be seen in a popular account created by the infantryman Bernal Diaz de Castillo. Quote, "Of that stunning location, absolutely nothing is currently left standing." Since the 1970s, excavators, in discovering their most remarkable site, twin temples and pyramids, generated a horrible document of heads as well as serrated flint knives. Taken with each other, these artifacts and the accounts suggested that the Mexica were a barbaric and terrible people who were constantly at war and sacrificing the victims of such wars to their heathen gods. However, describing the Aztecs only based on their European conquerors' judgments, as well as the look of some quiet objects that don't speak, brings about an insufficient picture at best. There is obviously more. So until we have listened to people promoting themselves, who describe their activities and their inspirations, reveal their anxieties as well as instabilities, and also reveal love, humor, and some wit, we do not actually recognize them. Up to what's been happening previously, we have not had the sources, or possibly a real need to seek for Aztec tales, as told by the Aboriginal people themselves. But many thanks to new studies, if we truly try, we can still listen to old Mexicans talk about their ancestors. The Aztecs had a pictographic writing system of their own, and therefore were attracted to the new one when the Spanish friars initially showed them the phonetic Roman alphabet. They saw the alphabet's potential and quickly started to use it to write points down in their very own language of Nahuatl, usually without the Spanish friars understanding how they got to that point and were so literate already. Till just recently, these resources went on to be odd, only partly converted, as well as hardly ever spoken with by intellectuals. Today, when we review their words, we learn that they had a good sense of humor, as well as that they had been living in fear for a long time. They had left their residences in the north just because their circumstance was so negative. They had needed to fight their way from today's New Mexico to Mexico City, and also they had seen a lot of their offspring die in battles and in the climatizing situations they were in. By the 1500s, they had not only survived, but also managed to dominate. They were taking no chances of being